Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
A good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word tonight, Father, we want the Holy Spirit to guide us, to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive unto this your word, Father, so that we can grow in truth and our faith grow strong, so that we, Father, learn how to stand upon your promises. We know, Father, that you cannot lie and that you keep your promises. But there's so much, Father, in our minds that we need, Father, to know more each and every day, to where we can do better work for you, doing the work that you ask us to do exactly. Not to lift ourselves up, but always to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to bring others to him for repentance and forgiveness and to walk with him. And so that they also, Father, can make heaven their home. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so far, here in the book of Revelations, as we're reading through it, we've been through the chapters that tells us about the seven churches. And then this morning, we have dealt with the seals, the six seals, and also we dealt with also the 144,000 that were sealed. And that's another thing that's being so mistaught today in our churches. And anyway, now, this evening, we're going to be picking up here in chapter 8 and with the seventh seal. Verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. There were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. 6. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and there followed hail, fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it was a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. The fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for the third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels which are yet to sound. That's the way chapter 8 ended. Now chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of the scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there comes 2 woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpets, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. The four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jointures and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And that is where chapter 9 ends, and we pick up here with chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices. And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. And we have come to the end of chapter 10. You see, they were all short chapters. But if you listen, you'll get a greater understanding. And that's what we are after today. Now, chapter 11, verse 1. There was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. In the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over the waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. They of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. They that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwells on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. In the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Now, 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders that sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great and has reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in the temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquakes and great hail. I think we're going to stop there. I know that a lot of you don't like to listen to just reading, but you all, if you listen to me, you know why we are reading this without speaking. We're told to read. We're told not to take one word out or add one word to. So this way, this lets everyone give the Lord God chance to talk to them as they hear this word. Now let's see. I think we'll go on with 12. It's not too awful long. So let's go on with it. We've covered a lot of things here so far. Now this one, verse 12, or chapter 12, verse 1, says, And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be devoured or delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was called up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled to the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accursed them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. When the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we will stop here. And you know, it lets us realize, as we study and read through this book of Revelation, how much of the knowledge we have of God's word, how strong our faith is, and how we are walking. And as we study God's word, I want you to really, really study on it. Because time is growing short. And we are seeing so much of this word happening today, just as it is recorded, that it is telling you and I that time is short and the Lord will be coming soon for his people and his church. We need to be spending more time in his word and more time in prayer with him, and especially more time in listening to him as he speaks to us, to give us the guidance that we need in order to do the work that he wants you and I to do. Because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves short. We can't work our way into heaven. That's not what the work's all about. We can't work to be saved. You see, we do the work because we are saved. We do the work because Jesus is asking us to do it, and he's gave us everything we need in order to get the job done. But how many today are listening to him? And even more so, how many are even listening? Most are not even listening because they don't want to hear. They want their own way. I've got my way going, so just leave me alone. I don't need that Bible. I don't need you telling me what I need to be doing and how I need to be living, because I've already got it all planned out. And I'm doing just fine. One day, you're going to stand before him. And what will you find out then? Will you still be standing fine? Or are you going to be one of them that's going to be missing and lacking and going to be one to split hell wide open and eventually wind up with hell, Satan, his demons, and hell itself in that lake of fire that will never stop burning? And as the scripture says, the worm never dies. Listen to me. Friend, you don't want that. If you think that's what you want, tell you what you do. Just pick you up a match or a cigarette lighter. Light it. Stick it under your finger. See how long you want to hold it there. You're going to holler and jerk away right then. And that is nothing to what you are doing to your soul when you are not walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we know that we all need help. On our own, Father, we can do nothing. I'm nothing without the Holy Spirit, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't teach without him, Father. Because I know, Father, that I am just an instrument that they use through and to speak through to reach those that are out there in darkness. Father, in this ministry, bring signs and wonders that people can see your power still working today and receive a greater understanding of your word. And use us all in great and mighty ways. And for all of us, Father, for Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Bobby and Millie Johnson, James Taylor, Sue and David Branson, myself, Father, and our families. I'm praying that all, Father, find the way and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ on that pathway of righteousness. Till none be lost in this land, Father, that we can all come together and bring this land to repentance, because it has brought so much evil upon its own people. And we need those out of office, Father, that's standing against you, against the church and your people, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to replace them, Father, with those that love you, that love the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and that will work with us and all together to bring this land to repentance and put our government back on the foundation it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, keep us all in health. Give us strength, energy through this evening, through the night. Let us rest, Father. Awake in the morning to a new day that you have made. One that we will rejoice and be glad in, Father. And that we can all come back together again at 10 a.m., Father, and back into your word. Back in, Father, dealing with the four Gospels. Now, Father, we love you. We love the Lord Jesus. We love the Holy Spirit. We praise your holy name. Praise you. And we give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Hold his hand, because he'll hold yours. All of you, have a great evening. God willing, we can be together in the morning. So until then, have a great day. Good evening now.